You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, theater fans, one and all, and welcome back to the We Are Theater podcast. Today, I'm in my hometown for the first time. This is really exciting. Daniel Stoddart is joining me. Hi, Dan. How are you going?
Hey, good. How are you?
I am fantastic, guys. For those of you that have been listening to my shows for a while, this is actually the first podcast we've done in person, which is even better. So, Dan, for those that don't know you, do you just want to walk us through what you do here in Newcastle and abroad? Well, not abroad, but yeah.
Yeah. So, I started out as a humble actor back in the university days at the University of Newcastle. And then as I found my way through the theatre industry here in Newcastle, working with a lot of the amateur theatre companies, I was also working for the Newcastle City Council with event producing and event promoting various place activation things in and around the city. And that kind of led me into producing. We produced a show with Phil Collins from Hunter Publishing, a show called The Ultra Swing Lounge, which was fairly popular back in the day when I was younger and less grey. Along the lines of producing, we also established a few companies along the way with the Youth Acting Academy, Hunter Drama, and the very popular theatre company. Hunter Drama's kind of been my baby that we've established over the last 13 years, and that's led to some fantastic opportunities for the young people here in the Hunter, but also for me personally as well, being afforded the opportunity to direct and produce big scale musicals and take groups of children over for some skills development workshops in New York. And
Going, like, looking back at where you are right now, is this where you thought you would have ended up? Was this always the goal in mind, to produce, direct and run your own companies essentially?
Absolutely not. No, this is like one of those things where I teach all the kids that come through the doors here. I sort of say, you know, you've just got to be open to opportunities when they come up and say yes to things and try things. It might not necessarily be what you had set out when you finish your HSC and go, right, I'm going to be an actor.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you can't pigeon yourself that specifically. You have to be open to things. But, yeah, it's a wild ride. And it's definitely not what I expected I would be doing by this age. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Having like two companies and a youth development center under your belt.
Yeah.
What are some like big learning curves that you've had to go through over the last 13 plus years to be where you are now?
There's so many. And you learn something. I learn something every day, and I think any person that's interested in self-development probably should be open to that concept. But it's picking something that really stands out would be the ability to communicate with people, I think, and to have meaningful connections with people, to build that mutual respect in order to work collaboratively with people. I think that's at the heart of what we do, not just as actors, because when we're on stage we have to have that meaningful dialogue, not just script-wise but also subconsciously, but in terms of business as well, and growing entrepreneurially. I think it's it really is about having good people around you and that mutual respect. Like nobody achieves anything without having wonderful people around them, and not just people that are going to say yes to you all the time, but people that will challenge you and that you can respect those challenges.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of been one of the biggest things I've learned. I know that's a bit philosophical and not like a practical thing.
Yeah. No, 100%. Like, I think surrounding yourself with people that aren't always going to be yes men, that are going to be like, maybe that idea is not the best, or here's a way we could take that idea and shift it, and then it grows in and blossoms to that next idea. That's that big thing. Like, if you surround yourself with yes men, it's going to be hard to succeed because you're just going to be going off your own ideas, and then all of a sudden you're going to think you're the best in the world when really
you're not.
You're subpar.
Yeah. And that's at the heart of collaboration too, which our entire industry is built on.
Yeah. Speaking of business, 2020, probably one of the roughest years to be a business owner. Talk me through the process that you guys had to go through, obviously, to take care of your staff and the kids that come here as well, along with getting shows back on stage, because you guys reopened in June, which was really good turnaround after just a short shutdown. So what was that like kind of dealing with COVID and everything and getting everything back to a safe space for people to come back to?
Well, I guess speaking of surrounding yourself with wonderful people, I'm really lucky and blessed to have a fantastic business partner in my wife, Hayley. She's our Miss Practical. When things go wrong, Hayley rises to the occasion and she just excels in that area. So I'm the sort of person who will just sort of crumble and go into this emotional depressed mess, laying on the floor, rocking in the corner, sweating. And Hayley's like, no, come on, we need to do this. But after we get over that kind of initial punch to the face of COVID, you need to shut down and you're going to have no business and you're not going to be able to feed your kids and pay the mortgage and all that kind of stuff, it really comes down to just taking each little step at a time and figuring out what do I have control of, forgetting about the things that you can't control. You can't control the pandemic. You can't control whether people are going to pay to put money into your business still to be online. Like, and drama and acting is one of the most unlikely things that you would ever expect, because it's such a thing where you need to be in the room with people and you need to like look them in the eye and you need to read their body language and tone in voice, and you lose all of those fundamentals when you're staring through a screen at somebody. It makes it so difficult. But as all of us creative people in the industry have learnt or not learnt, it's hard. And using platforms that are available like Zoom, and again just communicating with people and being open and honest and saying, this is the situation. This is what we're trying to do, kids. We're trying to offer you something to look forward to each week. We've redeveloped our syllabus from in-person to online so that all of the activities and skills that you'll be doing are all reformatted and reconsidered. It was just breaking it down into those small little days and weeks and then months of how we're going to cope with this. But so difficult, and so lucky to have people like Hayley who are so flexible and open to just picking up the pieces and trying to reassemble them in an orderly way.
Yeah, 100%. Coming to June and getting classes back in and everything like that, what was that vibe like, having people come back after time off, being away from things and be like, cool, let's go?
Yeah. It was like, you know how like over – when you finish work at Christmas time and you go on that Christmas holiday break and then everybody comes back like, woo, let's go. It was kind of a little bit like that, but without the Christmas.
Yeah.
So there was no happiness for the Christmas period. It was just that everybody was gone and mopey. And then everybody came back. I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of the people came back. Yeah. We probably lost over the course of it, probably a few hundred students, and then we recouped some of those people. But 2021 has been like a phoenix rising from the ashes, really. Like we've had the most students we've ever had trying drama this year, and not a lot of A lot of the people who have participated in the past have re-enrolled, but there's a lot of new faces walking through the building that, I don't know whether that's because of people have been behind screens for so long and they really want to get out and actually play in a room with actual people. I don't know.
Yeah, there's just something out there. And I think I think that was a big thing, is that there was such a massive push on how important the arts is in our society during COVID, with everything shutting down, nothing being on.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people were able to see how important the arts were through social media, and maybe that was enough to spark some interest, being like, hey, this seems like a pretty cool thing. But yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Speaking of buildings, new building as well in 2020. So was that always a plan from the outgo of 2020, or was that?
No. It's just that another one of those opportunities that presented itself. But there was a little bit of pushing from us. You have to take opportunities and kind of go, okay, what can I do with this? And we were kind of looking at COVID, and I sort of turned my hand to writing a musical just to keep myself from getting too sad about not being able to be on a stage and working in a room with people. But it was, we were just driving around one day and we drove past this particular building and thought, oh, geez, that's in a really good location. If we ever, like needed to move or whatever, that'd be really great. It's in the centre of a nice eclectic gentrifying area, similar to Belvoir Street down in Sydney in Surrey Hills. We're here in Islington and Newcastle. There's lots of wonderful shops around and cafes and quirky little boutiques that are down here. So it was a perfect spot. And then we just sort of Googled it when we got home, and when we Googled it, lo and behold, it was for sale. And so we contacted the agent, and after some negotiations, it worked out really, really well. And the man who was selling the building, he was incredibly, his name is Peter Tetron, who runs the, he's part of the Tetron family, who have run diesel fit outs and an engineering factory also here in Islington. And he was just wonderful, and he really came to the party and supported what we're trying to do and really helped us get into the building. And so it was just a lot of things that just felt right. And obviously the finances worked out as well. And COVID was a great time for us to just renovate. Like, we would never have been able to do this under normal circumstances, because we would have been busy doing normal day-to-day stuff. But having 6 months of just nothing to do, why not renovate a warehouse?
And it's got a lot more space than the old warehouse as well, which makes it really easy to have multiple companies of actors and different classes going on. So getting shows back in, what was that like, having rehearsals start back up and then have shows go back into the Civic Theatre and the Playhouse?
It was, it sort of felt, it was really special. It was just awesome. The kids were buzzing, the staff were just elated, the audiences were so appreciative and supportive, like, regardless of the quality of the product. But the quality was great, mind you, but that wasn't the essence of what was important. I think it was getting that that collaboration and that buzz happening in a live theatre room again was just so special, and everybody just had their eye on that prize. And at the time it was 50% capacities and all that sort of stuff. So there was no way to profit off any of these types of things, because most producers budget off like a minimum of 50% houses, and that was all you could sell. But what was important was creating that space again for creative people to do what's innately part of them.
I love that. And so moving into 2021, the outlook for you guys right now, you've got shows opening this year. What have you guys got on the go right now? There's Chess with Very Popular. What else is coming up?
We've got Roald Dahl's The Witches with Hunter Drama. That's coming up at the Civic Playhouse. That was one of our COVID victims that was cancelled due to pandemic, and we're starting rehearsals on Saturday, I think, for getting the cast back together and getting that back on the boil. What else have we got? We've also got the Mystery Musical coming up at the Civic Playhouse, which is really exciting. It was super popular when we did it in 2018.
I remember the buzz around that. If you guys aren't from Newcastle, like this is, it was one of the most fun times. Like the amount of people that were talking about it, trying to figure out what was going on, like one of the weirdest theatrical experiences you'll ever have, going to a show and not knowing what you're seeing. It works so well, especially when you're like, oh, this is, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you didn't like the actual show, you kind of went along with it anyway because it was like, oh, this person's playing this person and this person's, oh, and it's got that song in it. Oh, so there was a whole bunch of people there that wouldn't particularly like the Addams Family, which was, I've still got a bit of post-traumatic stress when I say it. But there was also the people that did love it, and just having that positiveness in the room was electric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mystery Musicals happening again in April, May. And then also with the very popular theatre company, we've got Andrew Bevel's Things I Know to Be True, which is a play coming up. And then at the end of the year, we're doing a major season of Jersey Boys at the Civic Theatre as well, which is very exciting. Newcastle premiere.
That's going to be so fun. If this doesn't explain to you how in tune Daniel is with the Newcastle Theatre, he pretty much 95% of the it's all him. It's great. There are some other amazing companies out there, but like the amount of shows that these guys put on across all age ranges throughout the year is just second to none, which is fantastic.
Well, that's very flattering. That's nice.
What does this industry, the theatre industry, mean to you as a person?
Oh, it's everything, really. It's what gets us out of bed in the morning. It's that old adage, if you don't feel like you're going to work, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And it literally is that. It's hard work, don't get me wrong, but we just love what we do, and the value of theatre in a community cannot be underestimated. It brings people together. We used to tell stories when we had nothing else to do. We would eat, need shelter, and we would need to share stories together. Yeah. And it really does fit that section of what we need as humans. So building the industry here in Newcastle is also something that I'm really, really passionate about, because I think Newcastle's on the cusp of some really interesting things. We were known as that old steel city with the smoke pouring out of the BHP, with ships coming in and out of the harbour. And although we do have ships coming in out of the harbour still, we don't have that stigma anymore. We're sort of on the cusp of this new evolution of tourism and culture and art, and sort of riding that wave and throwing our theatre into the mix it's really exciting, and audiences are growing. Like the year before, when we did Mamma Mia at the Civic Theatre, we broke huge records for audience sizes in that building. And yes, it's Mamma Mia, but it was really exciting to see lots of traditional theatre goers, but also non-traditional theatre goers walking through the door and sitting down and saying, what's this theatre thing?
I think that's been a huge trend as well, not even just in Newcastle, but across Australia is a lot of new people coming to theatre, whether that be the show itself or whatever it is. A lot of people are trying it, which is really good to see from obviously a producer's and business perspective, but also just as a theatrically fan and that type of thing, seeing new faces experiencing theatre, even for the first time. Like seeing someone experience a show for the first time is just so cool.
It's almost more interesting to watch their face just kind of going, oh, how does this whole thing go? Like lights and people and wow.
So going from having these shows coming and investing in the community and everything like that, seeing all and nurturing the talent here as well, and seeing so many of those people go off to VCA, NIDA, that type of thing. Yep. I think we've got a solid talent pool here as well, where our shows are competing with some of the best shows coming out of Sydney Community Theatre and on. So what are your goals as a producer and a potential director as well when you look at shows to put on?
I think Newcastle has a really particular taste in what they choose to spend their money on, and it's nice to push that taste, and it's nice to offer people something that they think is familiar and happy to invest their discretionary income on, but it's nice to present it in a way that they don't always expect. So something, things I know to be true, for example, is a play that is a beautiful play by Andrew Bevel, and it's, for all intensive purposes, it's about a suburban family in Adelaide growing up. All of the children leave home and go off and do their own thing, but it has a flavour to it that you just don't expect. And combining those two things in all of the shows that we do is something that I really look for. So it's not just something that's been done before. Like Jersey Boys is, we've seen it. We've seen it in Melbourne. We've seen it in Sydney. We've seen it with a particular casting. We've seen it with a particular set, a particular style. But taking that and working with the creative team to say, well, what can we do with it, and what can we find, and what's new about it? Mm. How can we look at it through the lens of 2021 and, look at casting and diversity in casting? And just because Frankie Valli is a white guy, maybe he could be played by somebody other than a white guy.
Yeah.
So looking at things like that to kind of stretch the audience's expectation a little bit and to offer them something new is what I always look for, and something fun.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And just hearing you talk about theatre, like, it really inspires me. Like, you're one of the reasons I'm here doing this, your passion for this industry.
I'm
laying it on today. No, but like when I first came into this industry, Dan and Haley offered me opportunities, and that's why I get to be here today, because I got to experience things that I wouldn't have anywhere else. Walking example of what they're trying to do here, which is really important. So to wrap us up, Dan.
Okay.
Producers out there that either are new to the industry and say started in 2019 and had 2020 as a speed hump.
Yep.
Or long-time producers that didn't bounce back from 2020 they were expected to. What's some advice for those people that are looking to get their shows on stage that...
I don't know. I think the conversation has kind of done a full circle, but I really think whether starting out or whether new or reinvesting in a project that was cancelled, it really comes down to getting in and just doing the work, and also being aware of those tiny little opportunities that you may not think are opportunities, but just being open to the people around you, finding like-minded people that are keen to jump on the train and go for a ride with you, and it may not eventuate in the way that you originally anticipated, but it might create something different and special.
Yeah,
and being open to that happening, I think, is what I would recommend.
That is the perfect way to wrap us up, guys. If you are interested in any of the shows going on up here in Newcastle, I guarantee you guys will have a fun time. We have a fantastic theatre up here that you guys will just absolutely love. So if you're from Sydney or a beyond and you can travel safely, make sure you check out all the links down below in the description box for all the upcoming shows for the Hunter Drama and Very Popular Theatre Company seasons. And we will see you next week with a brand new episode of the We Are Theatre podcast. See you later, guys. Bye.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage.
and there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.